Today's Amud is my Katan Chav Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the words Al Kol HaMeisim Kulan. So says the Gemara, Al Kol HaMeisim Kulan, Madcha Mitasei Harezim Meshuvah. When it comes to other Meisim, other relatives besides what for one's parents, so then the quicker he does the Levaya, the more he's Madcha the Mita, he pushes away the Mita to do the Kfura right away, and he's not Marich with the Hespedim, so that's better to do the Kfura quicker. Anyways, he doesn't have such a Chiyah to be Maspit. However, Al Aviv Al Imai Harezim Meguna, but not to be Maspit his parents and to just hurry the Levaya, so that's considered a Ganai. However, Haya Erev Shabbos, Haya Erev Yamtif, if he's burying one of his parents on Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yamtif, or the Bachad's in, also if it's raining, so in those cases, there's an Inyan even for the parents, to cover the parents, to have a quicker Levaya. So then, Areiz HaMeshuvach, to do a quick Levaya, to be Mancha Mitasai, Areiz HaMeshuvach, Sheina Aisa El L'Kfayt Aviv V'Imai, because then it's clear that he's doing it, L'Kavit, to honor his parents. Another halacha, Al Kol HaMeisim Kulan, Ratza Memayit Be'iskoi, Ratza Einei Memayit. When it comes to other relatives, besides for one's parents, so if a person wants to be Memayit in business, he doesn't want to go to work, he's allowed to. If he wants to go to work, he's also allowed to. Now even though it's not an option, malacha is something that's asr for an aval, it's not optional. There's an isr malacha for every aval. So the way some of the Rishayim explain is that we're talking here about a davar ha'avit. So normally for a davar ha'aved, there is a heter malacha for a davar ha'aved for an aval. If he wants to, he could still be machmir, not do the malacha. If he wants to, he doesn't have to be machmir, he doesn't have to be mamayit. He's allowed to do the malacha since it's a davar ha'aved. However, says the Gemara, al aved val imay mamayit, when it comes to avelis for one's parents, so then he has to be mamayit, he doesn't have a heter of davar ha'aved. When it comes to other relatives, so a person, if he wants to at the Levaya, expose his shoulder, it's a type of Kriya, so he's allowed to. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. However, for a person's parents, he has to be chaylates. And says the Gemara, a story, it was a story about a certain gadol adar, Shemes Aviv, his father had died, so he wanted to do this form of kriya. He wanted to expose his shoulder, as is the din for a person's parent. Now there was another gadol adar that was with him, and he also wanted to be lachlitz. He also wanted to expose his shoulder to be mechabed the first gadol adar, who was actually an avo, so that he shouldn't be the only one with an exposed shoulder. So his friend, the second gadol adar, he also wanted to expose his shoulder. The first gadol adar, the one who was actually an avol, he held himself back and he did not do the chalitza because he didn't want the second gadol adar to do it. So gadol adar A was an avol; he was supposed to be chalitz, and being that he was about to be chalitz, gadol adar B, the second gadol adar, he was about to be chalitz as well. So when gadol adar A was an avol saw this, he decided not to do it to honor the second gadol adar. Now who were these two gadol adar? So Amar Abaye. Abaye explained that gadol adar is Rebbe. The gadol adar who is actually an avol was Rebbe, and gadol adar sheimai was Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. V'ikadami was the reverse, that gadol adar was Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, and gadol adar sheimai was Rebbe. Now says the Gemara that Bishlam Alaman de Amar gadol adar sheimai Rebbe. It makes sense if you'd say that Rav Yaakov Bar Acha was the gadol adar who was the avol, and the gadol adar that was with him was Rebbe. Hainu de nimna v'lechalatz. I understand why Rav Yaakov Bar Acha would hold himself back and not be chaylitz to honor Rebbe. That makes sense. El Lamand Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. But if you say that the gadol adar imai, that the second gadol adar was Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, meaning that the gadol adar that was the actual avol was Rebbe, his father had died. Rebbe's father died, and he was the actual avol, and the gadol adar sheimai was Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. So then amai nimna v'loy chalatz. So then why is it that Rebbe would hold himself back and not be chaylitz to be mechabed Rav Yaakov Bar Acha when Rav Shimon ben Gamliel nasi hava? Who was Rebbe's father that he was an avol for? Rebbe's father was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was the nasi, and if his father the nasi had died, v'kuli alma mechayvi lemechlatz. So then everybody is mechuyev midina to be chaylitz. So why would he not? Why would he be nimna v'loy chalatz to honor Rav Yaakov Bar Acha? Because he didn't want him to be chaylitz. Anyways, he has a din to be chaylitz because the nasi had died. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So says the Gemara Kasho. That's a Kasho on that version of the story. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Al kol ha-meisim kulon mistaper la'achar shleishim yoyim. That for all other relatives, so a person, an aval, is not allowed to get a haircut for until after 30 days, until after the shleishim. However, when it comes to one's parents, so then a person's not allowed to get a haircut even after the shleishim until his friends yell at him. For other relatives, an aval is allowed to start going to different parties, different simchas after 30 days. For however, for one's parents, a person has to wait until the year is up. Now, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana ulesimchas mereyes. That which we said, that for Shar Kraivim, after 30 days, he could start going to parties again. He can't start going to all parties. He's not allowed to go to chasanas. The only thing he's allowed to go to is the simchas mereyes. There's a certain lower level of simcha. Simchas mereyes, Rashi explains, is basically that the block, they make an agreement that every day or once a week, whatever the agreement is, they're going to switch off hosting parties. One week it's going to be by this family, the next week the block's going to go to that family, and they're going to switch off. So that's not such a simcha that the block's all getting together, there's a simcha. That's the type of simcha that's mutter after 30 days. But other simchas, like a chasna, so that's aser even after 30 days. However, says the Gemara, Meisve, ula simcha, ula mareyas, shleishim yoyim. It says both for simcha and for mareyas. It's only aser for 30 days, but after 30 days, both of them are mutter. Mareyas is mutter after 30 days, and also simcha. So simcha is obviously not referring to mareyas, it's something else. It's referring to chasnas, and even that, it's mutter after 30 days, to which the Gemara says kasha. Ameimar mas nihachi, Ameimar had a different version. He said that Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, ula simchas mareyas, mutter likanis la'altar. That what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said is that the chasnas are also 30 days in a chanami. But simchas mereyos, that's mutter right away. That the avul for shar kreivim, he doesn't have to wait at all. He's allowed to go right away to a simchas mereyos. It's not that much simcha. He doesn't have to hold back from a simchas mereyos. Now ask the Gemara, v'hatanya l'simcha shleishim ulu mereyos shleishim. We just said before, it says straight out in the Braisa that simcha and mereyos are also for 30 days. So how could you tell me that he could go to a simchas mereyos right away? Says the Gemara, like Kasha, Haba Arisusa, Haba Puranusa. It depends if it's the first block party or one of the later ones. When it's Arisusa, when it's the first one, the one that kickstarts the whole process, so that one has a tremendous amount of simcha. It's the beginning, and it's not like someone owed someone else a favor. That's a big simcha. That he's not allowed to go to for 30 days. Haba Puranusa, if it's just a payback one, meaning it's being a person being Pireya his chayv, once the train started, so then the next family's making one, they sort of have to. They're committed. His friend already made a party for him. Now he has to make one back. That's almost like it's like a forced party. So that's not as much, there's not as much simcha going on over there. And that's what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was saying that the Avo could go to right away. Says the Gemara Vayter, Al kol ha-meisim kulan kireya tefach. For other kreivim, a person, an aval, he has to be kireya, the size of a tefach. Al aviv al imay achigal es libay. However, for one's parents, he has to continue tearing kriya until he's megal, until he reveals his heart. The way the Yerushalmi explains, at least the way the Pnei Maisha understands the Yerushalmi, is because now that the person lost his parents, so he doesn't have the mitzvah of kibud avim anymore. And the ikar of kibud avim is tali in the heart, like the Chai Adam says, is to think highly of one's parents. And since he doesn't have that anymore, so he has to be kireya achi gala esliboy, as if to say that he's losing something over there by his heart, the mitzvah of kibud avim. Rabbi Vayu explained that my kra, what's the makar for this? That kriya is supposed to be a tefach. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Avayu, it's a pasuk that says, V'yichazik David b'bgadav v'yikroim. It says that David held on to his beged and he tore it. Now, how much did he hold on to? V'yinachiza pachis mitefach. When a person grabs onto something, so that by definition is the size of a tefach. And he tore, so you see that kriya is the size of a tefach. Hakol ha-meisim kulan, afilu lavush hasara chalukin ina kireya ela elyoy. When it comes to other relatives, when a person has to tear kriya, so he only tears the outermost beged. However, for a person's parents, he tears all the different layers of his clothing. However, the thing that he wears on his head, his hat, perhaps his yarmulke, so that's not ma'akev, that doesn't require kriya. Now, both a man and woman are chayiv in kriya. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Aimer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar explained that a woman doesn't tear kriya in the normal way that a man does, that wouldn't be tznias. Rather, Aisha kairas is the tachtoin. She first tears the undergarment, her undershirt, let's say, and then umachzirasu la'achayreha, she turns it backwards. So now the tear is on her back, and on her front area, it's completely full. Her undershirt, so to speak, is completely full. And then the chayzeris the kairas is the elyoin, and then she tears her outer baged, so that when she tears the outer baged, there's no skin that gets revealed, because then underneath that is her undershirt, which is not torn. Akol amesim kulan ratza mavdil kamei safa shalai ratza inay mavdil. When it comes to other relatives, so when a person tears kriya, if he wants, he could tear in front of the seam. If he wants, he could tear it on the seam. Meaning, let's say a person has a crew neck shirt, and so if he tears it by the neckline, it's really just going to be turning it into like a V-neck shirt. So it's not going to be really so nicker that he tore a kriya. By other relatives, that's okay. If he wants to, he could do it on the seam, or he could do it a kamei safa in front of the safa, which would mean like in the middle of the baguette, below the line, below the neckline. And in that way, it's more nicker that he tore a kriya. By other relatives, he could choose how he wants to tear a kriya. However, al aviv al imay mavdil, he has to be mavdil, he has to go away, he has to be mavdil kamei safa, he's not allowed to do it by the neckline, to just, because then it's not nicker that he tore kriya. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, kol kriya she'enu mavdil kamei safa shalai, ene ela keresh atiflus. Rabbi Yehuda says he's chaylik. He says that no, even for other relatives, a kriya that he doesn't go lower down on the neckline, he doesn't make a nicker, so that's considered like a nothingness kriya. So not, it doesn't count as anything. I'm Rabbi Avayu, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's makar that the kriya is not? He has to be mavdil kamei safa. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, vayichazik bevgada vayikraim l'shnayim kraim. It says that Elisha, when he saw Leo go up, so he tore his begadim and he tore it into two tiers. Now mimashma shenemar v'yikra'im, that he tore it, any idea shehein l'shnayim, if a person tears his shirt, so then by definition, now it's in two. Ela shenirin kruim kishnayim. The pasuk emphasizes v'yikra'im l'shnayim to teach us that he tore it in a way that it's nicker that it was torn into two pieces. So you see from here, this is the makar that kriya has to be done in a way that it's nicker that he tore kriya. When it comes to other relatives, so after the shiva is over, so he could be shaylo, he could stitch it back up, and after the shleishim, he could even be ma'ache, which is a nicer way of stitching, it's a more refined type of stitching. However, for a person's parents, he's only able to do the shaylo, which is the lesser fine stitching. He's only able to do that after the shleishim. Ve'enei ma'achel o'ilam, he's never allowed to stitch it back up normally. Va'isha shalalta la'alta ribnei kvayda, however, a woman, she's allowed to right away be shaylul, and that's all it's covered. It's not covered for a woman to walk around with ripped begadim, and therefore she could sew it back up right away. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he reported the Torah that he had heard in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that al kol ameisim ratza kireya biyad ratza kireya bekli. And by other relatives, so the avil, he could tear the kriya with his hand, which is a more ugly tear, or he could even tear it with a kli. He could do it nicely with a kli, and in that way it won't be as ugly. It will be much more easily stitched back together after the fact. However, al avil al imay biyad, when it comes to a person's parents, he has to do it with his hand. Another halacha differentiating between other relatives and one's parents in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that al kol ha-meisim kulan mibefnim. The way Rashi explains is that by other meisim, so when a person tears kriya, he could do so even privately. However, al aviv al imay kareya mibachos, when a person tears kriya for his parents, he's supposed to do so in public. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista added that v'chein l'nasi, the same halacha applies to a nasi. A nasi is nifter, so the tzibur has to tear kriya in public. And says the Gemara, frak the Gemara, meisvei, I'll ask you a kasho. The Braisa says lehushvu la'aviv li'imay elu li'ichoy bilvan. It says the only halacha that we compare a nasi to a person's parents is with regards to ichoy, that a person's not allowed to stitch the beged back up with ichoy. He's not allowed to be ma'acha ever. But my lava filu l'nasi. It sounds like the only time we compare someone else to aviv imay is with regards to ichoy, even by a nasi. And if so, that means the nasi is not going to be like a parent's when it comes to the location of where the kriya has to take place. Only by parents it has to be done in public, but by a nasi it does not have to be done in public. To which the Gemara says, Loi levar mi nasi. No, nasi is an exception. Generally speaking, no one else is like parents, and nasi is the exception. By a nasi, also with regards to this halacha, that the kriya has to be in public, the nasi has that same halacha. And says the Gemara even a story that Nasi Ashachiv, that the Nasi was once Nifter, and Amar Le Rav Chista, Le Rav Chanan Barava, and Rav Chista said to someone, he said to Rav Chanan Barava, let's say, that Kafi Asisa, turn over the chopper, the Kumala, stand up on it, meaning stand up on a chair, get very high up, Va'achvi Kriya La Alma, and show everybody that you're tearing Kriya, it should be done in public. Like we just said, that the Kriya for a Nasi has the same did as one's parents, that it has to be done in public. We'll conclude with one last halacha. The Gemara says, Al Chacham Choylitz Miyamin, that for the Chacham, for the Rav of the town, so a person has to reveal his shoulder, he has to tear Kriya in a way that he reveals his shoulder, and it has to be his right shoulder. Al Avbezdin Mismo, for the Avbezdin he does his left shoulder, and Al Nasi Mikan Umikan, for the Nasi, he has to reveal his shoulder on both sides, and then I guess use a belt to keep up his shirt.